America
Weekend. We are back. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino. And Roland, as you noted in our lesson, we have a new segment on our broadcast. One, I think, that plays to the need of what is becoming the most important aspect of our economy, and that is a small business.
Mm-hmm.
And Russell 2000, for those who are not familiar, has been the small cap index for many, many years. And it has done extraordinarily well, by the way. Over the last 10 years, it has improved 14% on average. And over the last 20 years, it's up 79% in 20 years in terms of promoting the small business that is the driving engine of the economy of the United States. And we were asked, and we like it very much, Wide World of Stock is a program based on small cap companies and how they drive the American economy. They promote themselves, frankly, but also they are the engine that makes it work.
Just in case, small cap means?
Small business or small cap.
Capitalization
meaning that they're not capitalized. There are various levels in the stock market world. There's the Russell 2000, the S&P 500, NASDAQ, and then the other stock exchange. You go up the list. The more money you have as net income or what they call full value, those how you climb up the list. And they start in the Russell 2000.
You know about these things,
I
don't
do. You? Spent my life in Wall Street. Loved it. Loved it. I really did. I loved playing in Wall Street. It was just so much fun. However, Damon Roberts, let me introduce him. He's a radio and television host for many years on DirecTV and Dish Network. Since 2009, he is the host of Wide World of Stocks, which is a program that's aired on NBC, ABC here in New York, nationally on America One and ION, the ION Network. Mr. Roberts has served as Chief Executive Officer and President of Sports Internet Solutions and is considered a financial expert. Let's take a listen now. Damon Roberts, Wide World of Stock.
All right, Carl, thank you very much. Great show as always. Guys, welcome to the Wide World of Stocks Business Minute, brought to you, of course, by Wide World of Stocks. You can visit us on the web at wideworldofstocks.com. Wide World of Stocks, delivering visibility to the undiscovered world. And today, joining us on the show is going to be the CEO of Cito Mobile. Cito Mobile is a mobile location-based advertising platform serving businesses, advertisers, and brands. Through their platform, their solutions allow marketers to create content targeted to audiences based on location, interests, behaviors, and loyalty. Through the proliferation of mobile devices, that's 292 million, by the way, by the end of the year in just the United States alone, Cito provides their customers with the ability to deliver actionable content in a real-time manner while providing measurement and analytics that allow their campaigns to be fluid and transaction-driven. And joining us on the show today is the CEO of Cito Mobile. He's Jerry Hugg. Jerry, welcome to the show. How you doing today?
Doing terrific, and thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So you heard my intro. You know, mobile location-based advertising is much more extensive than just sending a coupon to someone's mobile phone. Give us the broad overview of your company's operations and how you help your customers connect with their audience.
Well, we offer a complete and comprehensive mobile engagement platform, which allows us to target consumers and communicate to consumers on virtually any mobile device, whether it's a smartphone or a feature phone, through any type of medium, whether it's over the top or through the carrier networks. So we have the ability to deliver any type of mobile solution on behalf of a retailer or brand.
All right, so let's discuss your products and services. And like you just said, I was going to ask you if this is just smartphones and other mobile devices, which you already answered. So give us a broad overview of the services and the products you offer.
So today our products really are broken down into three main components. We have mobile messaging, mobile advertising, and voice. On the messaging side, really we have an integrated platform that allows us to send either a text message or an MMS message, a video message, or an outbound voice call to literally any mobile device on any carrier in the United States and Canada. On the mobile advertising side, we have a programmatic, data-driven ad tech campaign management platform that allows us to build customized ad programs for brands and deliver them to the relevant audience based upon data that we integrate, first-party data that we integrate from that brand, all centered around location, which, as you mentioned earlier, is a key element to really what marketers have for a long time spoken about the holy grail of marketing, which is delivering the right ad to the right person at the right time.
All right, Jerry, thanks for joining us on the Wide World of Stocks Business Minute today. You can look them up on the web at ctomobile.com. Pretty amazing stuff, Carl. Pretty soon you'll be walking in front of stores and getting ads from those stores as you're standing in front of them. Unbelievable stuff. Back to you.
Thank you, Damon. That's good stuff, Ron. And we're learning more as we go along. Small business, we'll be playing this every week at this time here on Smith Sabatino. Wide World of Stock.
I tried to take notes, but
good stuff. That was good
stuff.
I'm
going to hear it again.
Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino. We want you to stay with us. More good stuff coming. We're back, please. Once again, stay tuned.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This NBA All-Star has almost 3,600 career rebounds as a center for the 76ers and the Nets, but he's probably better known for his misdeeds off the court.
Final buzzer sounded today for an ex-NBA star, Jason Williams, as his 8-year legal battle came to a close in a Somerville courtroom.
So where is Jason Williams now? Jason was playing with a shotgun at his estate in New Jersey in 2002 when the gun accidentally went off, killing driver Gus Christoffi. Jason pled guilty to aggravated assault 8 years later, just days after cops arrested him for a DWI. He served 26 months in prison for the two crimes. Jason reportedly started writing his autobiography in 2012, titled Humbled.
You never want to get used to jail, you know. I just started writing letters to my dad, who had died 3 months before.
Just the latest rebound for Jason Williams. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, one of the hardest to find Harleys. In 1977, the production numbers of 299 units alone made the bike unique. This motorcycle seriously flew the red flag on the gas tank. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. ABM can remember the uproar in the late 70s over the introduction of Harley's most controversial motorcycle ever, the Confederate. The 997cc model sold with an MSRP of $3,127, a seven banger, which if perfect, brings 20 large. Owing to Southern Rock, the Confederate flag on the gas tank was less of an impediment to sales than outright poor quality and construction from bowling ball manufacturer AMF. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.